Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wasallim. Sayyidina Sharaf wa dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab rahmatullahi alayhi. The title is Baghi Rabbi Baghi Rabbki Gali. Hey bari ye gali bar gayi be kali. اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی ہے بری یہ گلی بر گئی بے کلی اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد خاک البلی سن رے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد خاک البلی سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی پھول مرجا گئے چندنی دل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی پھول مرجا گئے چندنی ڈل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی رس بری آنکھتی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی رس بری آنکھتی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں سے کیا ملی کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلی ملی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں سے کیا ملی کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلی ملی ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی، ہے بری ہے گلی بر گئی بے کلی، اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، this beautiful بیان of our wonderful illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد افتر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، has beautifully explained the condition of two friends, that is girls, that is either they are two sisters or either they are two friends, and the one realizes that you come in the company of the friends of Allah and you realize your object and purpose of life. And then the true believer is, which Allah Ta'ala explains, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ، that the true believers, males or females, they are friends of one another. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ، that now they will guide you towards good and they'll prohibit you from evil. And a false friend, a hypocrite, Allah save me, all of us. وَالْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ، that the hypocrites are such that they will call you towards evil and they will also want to be engaged in it. But Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to realize, myself, first of us, all of us, that we make our niyat of Islah and through the barakat of our Shaykh, that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. And when a person just gets this realization, then see how you will encourage your friend, you will encourage your sisters, you will encourage your brothers, that where are we going? Bagh Rabki Gali. We are going in the wrong direction. Now turn your direction and run. Run towards the alley of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are running in the alleys of universities and all filth and dirt. And where we are going to? So the one sister realizes that where are we lost in? And this is when a person gets connection with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately it strikes him and realizes that what am I doing? And today we see the same condition Allah has shown. Just get connected to the friends of Allah Ta'ala, young girls, young boys, realizing that we're in the wrong direction and they are changing direction. And it shouldn't be that we, Allah Ta'ala save me, that we get lost and we think we are okay. Till the last moment we have to be worried that Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on deen, keep us firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the sister is telling her other sister, hey buri ye gali, bar gayi be kali, that this alley that we are going to, that we are either going to clubs or either we're going through wrong friends, wrong company, or terrible the universities, the schools, this gali, it's very bad. I feel very terrible in this gali. I'm restless. I can't take it anymore. So now she changes her direction and she's telling her sister or her friend, hey sakhi, mein chali, meri toba bali. Said, oh, you very boli bali. In other words, you think you're enjoying yourself in this alley. You're enjoying yourself. I'm telling you, run away. You say, no, you are a fool. Why are you running away? You don't know what you're missing out, all the enjoyment. Whereas, like Hazrat explained, we are in Jahannam and we don't realize we are in Jahannam. So she say, you're just an ordinary person. You don't see reality. Start seeing reality. And this is what we should guide our friends to all the time and not forget ourselves first of all. That if we say that Meri Toba Bali, I have realized I'm in the wrong place and I made Toba. And what is Toba? Not just to say Astaghfirullah, but first of all run away from that sin. And that is that regret and that is actually Toba. Toba Nadama. That how can I be in this environment, in this terrible place? So once you realize and you make Toba, you beg Allah for forgiveness, immediately now you'll be concerned of others also. You want to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, you'll be worried. Nobody must go to the fire of Jahannam. Allah save me, all of us. So very, very, and this is we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what pain in their heart, they are pulling us away. Come, don't go this side. So like this, a real friend will be that we were in the wrong place. Even if you are going together to sports, to clubs, whatever, and Allah Ta'ala brought you to the company of the friend of Allah, and one moment in the company of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah will change your heart. And now immediately you won't just run away, you'll have nafrat, you'll have dislike for that sin and that places, and you say, come, let me go. If you don't want to listen, my tawbah, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will accept, and that will take me to the right path. Tu hai go man chali, maddika kalbali. That you are, so to say, not worried, and you say, you want to carry on, go, you want to act pious. And this is what people will say. One friend will tell the other friend, oh, now you just acting pious, you know your history. We mustn't have, our Shaykh says so beautifully, behind every saint there's a history. And so we should realize that Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors of Tawbah wide open. And don't think I'm young, you don't know which minute. It shouldn't be that we're hearing today. Janazas are coming out from the clubs, coming out from where, the germs, etc. It shouldn't be such. So she says, you're not worried, and you maddika kalbali, and don't show you say outwardly you're showing your bravery. Ah, you can carry on, go to the pious, and me, I'll enjoy myself. You don't know what enjoyment we getting. When you don't know, when you live in filth and dirt, like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali has given an example, a person who picks up the night soil, he works in that environment, and he's so used to all the smelling filth and dirt, he walks past a itar shop, and he falls unconscious. So now the itar man got worried, what happened to this person? He brought some itar, put at his nose, he's not coming, he's not reviving, he's not coming right, where strong itar will make you open your brains, you'll come right. And the whole crowd got together, they're trying, he's not coming right. Then one of his friends who work in the same company, also carrying the dirt, he will walk past, what's happening here? He says, this person fell down. He said, who's? He looked, he said, oh, that's my friend. We're putting ether. Say, that won't revive him. I'll revive him in few minutes. He said, okay, you revive him. He went to the toilet, he put some stool on a tissue or whatever, and he brought it and put it by his nose, and immediately he got up. He says, how come? He says, he lives in filth and dirt. He's used to that environment. So Allah save us and bring us out of this environment, myself first of all, and all of us, that we come, and then while you learn in that environment, you think you're enjoying yourself and you're very brave. Here she's telling her friend, and we should be encouraging one another and our families, our friends, the whole environment. Sunri e dil jali, paag rab ki gali. That listen, my heart is burning. I'm telling you with a burning heart. Turn now, run to the alley of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just turn your direction. You might think you're going to lose enjoyment, but you realize you are in filth and dirt. And now you realize enjoyment is in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Enjoyment is in reciting Quran Sharif, just sitting and looking at the man of Allah with an open heart, and see how Allah Ta'ala will put spiritual rays in our heart. Phool mar jayegi, chandani dal gayi. How beautifully our Dada Shaykh has put this beautiful, Allahu Akbar, a scene of two friends. Beautifully Hazrat explained it, that she's telling her friend that now you think, oh, you're very young and you're showing off your beauty, but how long is that flower going to blossom? That rose is going to come out few minutes or few days, even if you leave it in your house, and few days, and you see now it's dying off, the leaves are already dead, and you throw for water on it also, it's useless. So she says, just like that, you think you're enjoying yourself, young boys, young girls, and said, if we don't make Tawbah, you'll become old and still looking at young girls, and still think you get the enjoyment, but you're cold and like a deep freeze. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. She says, Chandani dal gayi. The beautiful 14 full moon that was shining so bright, that is also going away. And so think like that, your life also, it's just going to wade away and in filth and dirt. No, run towards Allah. When you give our Dada Shaykh says, when you give your youth to Allah, in your old age Allah will give you youth. And we see our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, in their old age, what mind they have got, what presence of mind, and how they are fresh, we can't imagine. So we also should make dua that Allah give us tawfiq to make Tawbah and run in the right direction. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. That your end result, everybody has said, you thought that bud is coming out, beautiful flowers are coming out in spring, not even few days, and those flowers are dead. So like that, it's not even going to be few minutes, and we'll be dead. And if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we don't make tawbah before time, Allah says, وَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. That now on the day of Qiyamah, how are you going to make Tawbah and run to Allah? When that day you'll see people who passed away young also, they'll be like old of a man and woman. Allah save us. And in this world also, don't think these young girls or boys or whoever walking on the street or in clubs are beautiful. They are only filth and dirt. Beauty is in that woman who protects her chastity. Remain in the confines of a home. How beautiful those women are. And they are the foundations of Islam. Allah give us tawfiq. Be-nishani, be-nisha, be-nisha, ho gai har nisha. Hazrat says, don't you see, all splendor. Just now that place was nice, and just now that person looked very nice, and all those artificial splendors have just died down. There's no sign of it. Where's all the beauty? Where's all the friends gone? They are not with you anymore. And like friends are not friends. When you got some money in your pocket, you look little young, and you look energetic, then they act like they're your friends. But in reality, it's like shaitan. It's called lil-insani kufur, falamma kafara, qala inni bari'un minkum. Shaitan will whisper, they go towards evil, disobey Allah, disbelieve in Allah. And when you do that, he says, I got nothing to do with you. So here, this is a good friend that encouraging. Qabar mein khaak chani, magar kya mili? That every body is going into the qabar. And what you're going to see, only the sand that is thrown on you, what you're going to get. But outwardly, it looks like the sand is thrown on everybody. But there's a big difference there in the qabar. And that is why we shouldn't look at the outward picture of the qabarastan. And the outward picture generally in our earth, where we live in this country, other countries, the first graves are all of the kuffar. And outwardly it looks splendid and beautiful, but inside there is fire of Jahannam. And the Muslim qabar looks simple, just simple, no bricks, anything. But in there are beautiful gardens of Jannat. So this is what she's telling her friend, that just now we all going to go in the qabar. And remember, there see what we will get. Rasbari aang thi, zulf kali mili. That in this world you thought you got splendid eyes. And many people are fooled. This girl got blue eyes or green eyes. Allah Ta'ala says that the sinners, they'll be raised with blue eyes on the day of Qiyamah. So just outwardly that, oh, very beautiful eyes you got. And that is why we have to be so careful. The eye is the door to the heart. Even women, young girls, wearing parda with the eyes open, and that one look to another look, that causes not only our whole iman will be shattered, our life will be shattered. Allah Ta'ala save us. So Hazrat says, that outwardly you thought you got very beautiful locks, etc. Very beautiful, shining hair. But when you go into the qabar, ha, bhala, bhi magar, usse kali mili, meri dunya ifani mein har sui mili. That, ha, when you gone into the qabar, you would realize I got more black hair than that. Worse than that. All the fires of Jahannam are surrounding me. Snakes are surrounding me. That my whole, this artificial world, which I thought is enjoyment, this world has now just turned into blackness for me. So this is the time Allah gave me, all of us, to make tawbah. Beg Allah Ta'ala to pull us by our hair of our forehead into the right direction. Beg, where's all those buds now? Winter came and wiped them out, and you see no sign. The grass is dead. But when a person turns towards Allah Ta'ala, Allah gives us a new life. Allah Ta'ala grant me, all of us. May batao ke dunya mein se kya mili? Should I tell you what did you get in this world? If you ran into the wrong direction and you didn't take heed, koi majnu mila, koi layla mila. One boy got mad over another girl, he was known as Majnu. One girl got mad over another boy, she was known as Layla. Our Dala Sheikh says, your Layla is your Daste Mawla se mila. Not that girl who has been chosen for you by Allah Ta'ala. Not online, not in the internet, not anywhere else. All that type of marriages is not called a marriage. The foundation is rotten. What is the reality? And we see those people who got married according to Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Through the thin and thick of their life they went through. And what splendor Allah Ta'ala has given them in this dunya. That Allahu Akbar. Labli habli min ladunka zurriyatan tayyiba. That pure the families Allah gave them. Qurrat ayun. Splendor of their eyes. That the children is also in deen, everything. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. Let us not become mad in the things of this world. Let us become mad lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has brought us here. The men of Allah travel. Hazrat Mawlana Kamal Zaman Sahab, down Barakatum, coming at just 8. Just they coming into our country. The people in the Qabristan get forgiven. We people who just gave a glance, wherever they pass through the cities, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will descend, inshallah. And our Shaykh also at this age, coming for the majlis, all our concern, let us realize, Allah give me tawfiq, make tawbah. Ha, magar ehle dil aise khush bakhte, jisse akhtar bhi rai maula mili. Hazrat says, yes, if you're going to run to the wrong direction, you'll become a mad person. You'll become a mad girl, a mad boy. And if you run to the ehle dil, people who got heart, they got Allah in their heart. And Hazrat says, they are such splendid personalities. Allahu Akbar. They are the su'ada, they are the most fortunate the people on the face of the earth. Which Hazrat Damat Barakah Rahmatullah Alayhi himself says, oh Akhtar, I have met such great personalities that they showed me to the road to Allah. And they connected me to Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality and connect us all to Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Karim amma ba'd. From the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi. The next chapter is Ruh number 14, Payment of Zakat. The wealthy are obliged to pay Zakat. This too, like Salat, is a fundamental of Islam. Numerous Quranic ayat command the payment of Zakat and mention the virtues of Zakat, while warning of the dire punishment for refraining from paying Zakat. There are numerous such verses which mention Zakat along with Salat. It is simple to locate these verses in the Quran Sharif. Here only a hadith pertaining to Zakat will be narrated. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zakat is the bridge of Islam. That is, those who do not pay Zakat are therefore comparable to those who are stranded, having no bridge to cross. The great rank and fundamental importance of Zakat is apparent from this hadith. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who pays Zakat on his wealth has purified his wealth. Impurities which have accumulated in one's wealth are eliminated by Zakat, hence the wealth is purified. It should be clear that wealth, the Zakat of which has not been paid, is shorn of barakat, is void of barakat. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever amongst you believes in Allah and His Rasul must pay Zakat on his wealth. This shows that Iman is weakened by not paying Zakat. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three deeds. Whoever practices upon them will taste the sweetness of Iman. Number one, render ibadat unto Allah Ta'ala only, believing that none besides Allah is worthy of ibadat. Number two, pay Zakat on wealth wholeheartedly. And number three, a person must have yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him wherever he may be. In this hadith, Zakat is coupled along with Tawheed. This brings out the significance in elevated rank and the institution of the institution of Zakat. The effect of paying Zakat properly, wholeheartedly, as stated in the hadith, is an increase in experiencing the pleasure or sweetness of Iman. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever owns gold and silver, that is wealth, but he did not pay Zakat thereupon, will be punished with his gold and silver on that day, the duration of which will be 50,000 years, the day of Qiyamah. His gold and silver will be made into sheaths and heated in Jahannam. His sides, forehead and back will then be branded with the heated sheaths of gold and silver. When the sheaths cool, they will again be heated, and he will be punished continuously. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the wealth of rich Muslims, the amount which is sufficient for the poor among the Muslims has been made obligatory. The hardships of the poor regarding food and garments are because of the deeds of the wealthy, that is, their refusal to pay proper zakat. Beware, Allah Ta'ala will demand a stern reckoning from them and mete out a painful punishment. In another hadith which further explains the above hadith, it is said that the poor on the day of Qiyamah will complain to Allah Ta'ala that the wealthy did not discharge their rights, that is, the poor people's rights, which Allah Ta'ala has ordained is obligatory. Allah Ta'ala will then reply, I take an oath for my grandeur and might that I will grant you proximity to me and remove them, that is the wealthy, far from me. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, we have been commanded to establish Salat and Zakat. Whoever does not pay Zakat, his Salat too is not accepted. In another narration in AC, he says, he who establishes Salat, that is, performs it regularly but does not pay Zakat, is not a true Muslim. His good deeds do not benefit him. No, this should not be misunderstood to mean that such people, that is, who don't pay Zakat, must not perform Salat. Neglect of salat is a sin apart from failure to pay zakat. The hadith merely means that one should not be neglectful in the discharge of such an important and fundamental ibadat as zakat. Like being steadfast in salat, so too one should be steadfast in zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.